السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم، الحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم ألهمنا مراشدنا واعذنا من شرور أنفسنا، أما بعد. One of the beautiful habits that the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم taught us is to never waste food. In the hadith is mentioned, إذا سقطت لقمة أحدكم. If you're eating and a morsel of food happens to fall on the dasturkhan, don't just leave it there. فَلْيَأْخُذْهَا وَلْيُمِطْ مَا كَانَ بِهَا مِنْ أَذًا ثُمَّ يَأْكُلْهَا. Rather, pick it up. If there's any hair or anything that got onto it, then take that out, remove it, and then eat it. But don't leave it there for the shaytan. In another hadith, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam mentions, أمر رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم بلعق الأصابع والصحفة. Now when you complete your meal, and whatever grains of rice or of food, particles of food are left on your fingers, are left on your plate, then clean that. Finish all of that. Don't leave anything behind. Don't waste even that small amount of food. In the Quran, Allah Ta'ala mentions, كُلُوا وَاشْرَبُوا وَلَا تُسْرِفُوا. That eat, drink, enjoy the bounties of Allah Ta'ala. Whatever you want to consume, whatever you want to drink, go ahead. Of course, provided that it is halal and tayyibah. But the one condition that Allah Ta'ala puts is, la tusrifu. Don't waste, don't waste, don't waste. If you look at the statistics of how much food is wasted on an annual basis, then it will make your hair stand. They say in our country alone, 30 to 40% of food is just thrown away. That's not a small amount. That's over 100 billion pounds of food annually is wasted. Imagine if that 100 billion plus pounds could be given to those who are starving, those who are dying of thirst. It would eradicate global poverty. There's a very profound quotation in English where they say, poverty is a global phenomena with local solutions. It's a worldwide issue, it's a worldwide problem. But the solution to it lies in my house and in your house. That the day we will stand up, the day we will make this firm resolution, that we are not going to waste anything, this will be the first step towards eradicating global poverty. Just to take a simple example, which is close to home, the daily iftars that we have, the community iftars that we have, how much of food, unfortunately, goes wasted. Every day, ask those who volunteer, and they will tell you that their plates, which are half eaten, people take 2-3 bites, and then they leave the rest. Person eats half of the samosa, and leaves the other half. Now, who's going to finish that? Who's going to eat the other half of that samosa? Who's going to finish that plate? Rather, before we start eating, if we could just nudge those who are next to us, the 5-6 people sitting around us, and ask them, you know what? I don't eat fruits, or this is too much for me. Do you mind taking some? I'm sure somebody will say yes. And rather than wasting it, inshallah, it can be consumed. Or if not, at least take it home, eat it later, give it to somebody else. But let us make a habit of not wasting food, especially in this month of Ramadan. فَإِنَّهُ لَا يُحِبُّ الْمُسْرِفِينَ. Allah Ta'ala doesn't love those individuals who waste food. This month of Ramadan is a month of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And hence, we want to save ourselves, protect ourselves from any actions which will lead to us losing that mercy of Allah ta'ala or us earning the wrath and the anger of Allah ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Ameen ya rabbal alameen. Jazakumullahu khaira wa akhiru da'wana anil hamdulillahi rabbil alameen.